Yo, good morning. Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to an exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. This is Late for the Party, the show, season 3, episode 7. We haven't done an episode 7, so I'm basically skipping. I've been skipping number 7 for quite some time right now, but we're going to do it right now as we speak, you guys. So, without further ado, this is going to be an In My Mind, because there is so much fire shit going on right now that on YouTube, all that stuff going on with, there's so much stuff with trailers, freaking fan-made videos and anime and all of that, but we're going to talk about that one right now as we speak. And there's some fire video games that I've been playing that I really need to talk about too. And there's some things like, I got to talk about so much stuff, you guys. But without further ado, please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast, you guys. Also, check out all the cool Late for the Party merch. Yes, you guys. Also, there's going to be a special announcement coming up pretty soon. Well, fuck it. I might as well talk about it right now. Late for the Party is in LLC now, you guys. Ha ha. It's going to be off the hook. Either way, you guys. Oh, man. Woo! I can't wait, you guys. Got the website already in under construction. GoDaddy. I'm already already in it to win it. The merch is already in full effect. I am just trying to get all the gears in motion just to make sure everything is all in one-stop shopping, ladies and gentlemen. Also, check me out on all of social media. TikTok, you know, I'm already at 16K right now. Doing my little observation and hee-hee-ha-ha videos and everything with my goofy-ass laugh and variations of laughs. Laughters too, but also, you know, tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know where to go. It's the Late for the Party, the show. Hey, I am Melo, D-O-E-S, that's right, Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, that's right, you guys, that's who I am, also known as the Mad King, Harry LaBrea, in the place to be. All right, guys, let's cut to the bullshit. Let's cut from the bullshit. Let's get down to the brass tacks. You know what I'm saying? Man, who has watched Dragon Ball, a Dragon Ball Tale? Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of fan stuff out there that's pretty good and whatnot. Like the Broly, like the triple fusion with Broly, Vegeta, and Goku fighting against this angel. There's a few things out there that's pretty hardcore. But Legend, like the cats from Stray Dogs production, Jesus! Like, just seeing what they did in this show, the animation is just, it's just clean. And, like, I just like these alternate versions and stories of how the character, just a different aspect of, like, okay, you see the Saiyans, they're still alive. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool because, like, you get a different aspect. And honestly, I always felt like the whole thing with Dragon Ball, it just can't be the, like, Vegeta and, like, Broly now and, like the other Saiyans are, like, the last existing, like, you know, and, like, you got nothing but half Saiyans and, like, not even quarter Saiyans existing, you know, like, no, come on now, like, it can't just be that. Like, honestly, I always said it like this: Goku kept Vegeta alive. He's not even related to Goku, you know, but you just quick on the draw to snuff out your brother Raditz, like let Piccolo kill off Raditz, who is actually your blood brother. And you ain't made the conscious decision to at least try to bring him back? I mean, now, like, there's some, like, lore to where, like, Dragon Ball, like, in, like, some lore of Dragon Ball, you can't bring back somebody from the dead from, like, a lengthy period of time or something to where, like, the bones or something have been decayed or, like, they've been dead for too long, they can't bring them back. Look, if you're able to make a fucking wish, now, and I understand that somebody like a few folks from Dragon Ball has been brought back from the dead. Fuck, the whole planet been brought back from the dead. At least twice. So it's not like, don't hit me with that, like, you know, that jutsu shit where it's like, oh, like it only benefits you at that moment in time. When, like, all this shit has been going on even since the beginning, but now you want to start flipping scripts and stuff and whatnot. It's like, hey, okay, if that's the fucking case, yo, Shenron, let me get a fucking wish to bring the freaking Namek Dragon so I can get the other wish. Ta-da! You know, like, oh, if there's rules and regulations on everything in Dragon Ball, like, come on. They don't even listen to their own fucking power levels anymore. Anyway. Sorry for that rant, ladies and gentlemen. But you gotta really think, like, this is what they do. But seeing Legend of Dragon Ball Tale, like, I've watched this thing over 10 times already. And honestly, it doesn't even feel old. Like, it feels so new and refreshing. Even just looking at the style and how, like, I love the transformation sequences that they use. And, like, I like how they were using their abilities. Vegeta was hardcore. I'm sorry. They made Vegeta, like, very noble. They made him, like, I mean, he sounded like a prick, I mean, but it wasn't like he was being prickish like how he was in the beginning. It's like, look, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. He already knows of Kakarot existing, and obviously, like, of course, they go to the Budokai tournament. And they're sitting, Chi-Chi is fighting Goku, but then Broly shows up. And that is a very different twist, but also pretty fucking cool. Because it's like, not only that Goku doesn't know what the fuck is going on, he doesn't know who this person is, and that blast that Broly did, hitting Goku, and he's blocking it, and he still gets jacked. I mean, it like, that was just clean. And then when Vegeta shows up, don't get me wrong, when the whole Scouter situation was reading, like, how long it was taking for it, like, oh, it's reaching over 9,000 and whatnot. But, like, dude, like, fucking Broly was, like, charging up that blast to where he could have shot him, like, 20 times over while Vegeta's scouter finally got the 9,000. I counted a couple times, like one blast, two blasts, three blasts, four blasts. Damn, he still could have blasted them a couple of more times. But either way, it was dope as fuck. I'm not even going to sit here and, like, lie to you to sit here and say like that shit was not clean. It was great. I feel like if they did, like, honestly, somebody gotta pick these guys up. Because when Vegeta showed up and started fighting Broly went, like, super, like, you know, legendary Super Saiyan. But bro, like, fucking Vegeta goes Super Saiyan with the golden tail. and he's doing his thing. Like, they're going at it. It's not like how he was, oh, he's the legendary Super Saiyan. He's scary. Nah, fuck it. I'm royalty, damn it. I'm royalty. I am the guy. I am him. You know what I'm saying? My royal blood, my fucking name, my planet will be named after me, okay? My name is Vegeta. Why? My father's name is Vegeta. The planet is named after him. I am named after him. You know what I'm saying? Straight out. Fucking, like, nigga, I'm Vegeta. You're Broly. Now what? You don't have no name. Okay, you got the legendary Super Saiyan. Ooh, all right, cool. Your hair is green. You know, but that's as far as it goes. But their battle was so fucking clean. Honestly, I feel like this fight and on this YouTube fan-made film video, whatever you want to call it, to me, I think it was just as good as the Broly fight on Dragon Ball Super Broly. I mean, and it was fucking clean. It was a dope fight. Just the dynamics and how, like, even, like, when fucking Broly did the double kick, the double kick, sending Vegeta in the air, and fucking Broly, like, hits him in the chest, and then you see, like, the x-ray of his ribs breaking. Fucking Vegeta even, like, feels the pain, but he just goes Super Saiyan and just drops him to the ground, and then he does, like, the fucking Sonic bounce on him onto the ground. Bow! Hit him again. Bow! And then you see the flash of Goku, Vegeta's face when he does the final punch. And then they still going ham with it. Even when Broly is, like, literally punching Vegeta out of Super Saiyan mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, his hair is, like, literally, once he gets hit, his hair literally turns off. Which was dope as fuck. I'm sorry, that was pretty damn clean. And then we're seeing Vegeta do techniques like a blazing sword. And I mean, seeing wild, crazy shit like that, and then it kind of, like, builds up on the lore with the story and everything. That is, like, so fucking cool. And that being said, you know, like, you can't get no crazier than that. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just so fucking dope. And I must say, man, it's real cool. And I love seeing shit like that. But either way, I'm going to hold out on that thought. So when I get back to you guys, I will get you back on the next couple of segment, on the next segment. So hang tight and I will get to you in just a moment. Ah. Yes, welcome back, y'all. I am back. This is part two. We're going to get off right where we start, right where we left off, you guys. Let's get it. All right. What I was talking about the fight between, basically, we're just talking about Dragon Ball Legend, a Dragon Ball tale, which is produced by Stray Dogs. An independent film, independent indie film, like, crew. It just did this anime style version of Dragon Ball. I was sitting there going through it. They were at the Budokai tournament. Chi Chi and Goku throwing punches at each other. And it was cool, man. Like, the fight between Vegeta and, like, Broly comes in, wants to smoke with Goku. Goku gets knocked out. Freaking Vegeta comes in, does his thing. Shit was pretty fucking clean. I left off basically right where Vegeta is getting knocked out of his Super Saiyan form And next thing you know, freaking, he does a technique that we never seen him do in any kind of, like, Dragon Ball anything. He does a, like, he does a sword slash, kind of like what Vegito would do. He would make an energy sword, but not with his hand, but he would, like, he literally had, like, a blazing sword in his hand. And he's literally using it, like, it, that shit was off the hook, I'm sorry. And then next thing you know, he literally cuts freaking Broly's fucking arm off. He cuts his arm off. I mean, that's fucking nuts. I mean, if you really think about it, that's nuts as all outdoors. And then, of course, this is Broly. You know, Broly is literally, like, he gets Vegeta, slams him straight to the ground, and then fucking Goku gets up. Goku didn't get up just yet, but then Chi-Chi, and this is interesting that, you know, Chi-Chi trying to do something, and fucking Broly just literally just breaks her arm or shoulder all in like two moves. But obviously, seeing that makes Goku gets pissed, and this new form that we see Goku transform into, it's like it's kind of almost kind of like he was mixed with Super Saiyan 4. It looked like it was just like a Super Saiyan 4, but he's kind of got like the Monkey King. He's got like a lot of Wukong elements. And that's cool because they're adding emphasis to like, they're basically adding elements to like Wukong, the Monkey King, into that. And then like you just see Goku like with a flaming, almost like with a flaming face on some Ghost Rider shit. Except for it's not, you don't see any bones. You just see he got his tail. I mean, it looks so fucking hardcore though. And then he's sitting there going at it with Broly. Not as good to me, honestly, not as good to me as seeing Vegeta go at it with Broly, but the fight between him and when Goku did his thing, he only maybe got like a few good shots, and then like Broly was like, he was reeling at the fences at this point. I mean, he's got one fucking arm. He's about to blast with the like his little patented little green beam. But fucking Goku and Vegeta links up and fucking does a Kamehameha wave. And it's weird hearing Vegeta bust out Kamehameha. Like, it just lets it out. Both of them doing it at the same time. I mean, don't get me wrong, because, like, even Gogeta from, like, in certain, like, stuff, you see Gogeta do, like, a move like that. Like, he'll do a Kamehameha wave, and it's like, wait a minute, when did Vegeta learn, like, techniques of a Kamehameha wave? You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like, who gives a shit? Like, this fucking animation was dope as fuck. And, obviously, the Kamehameha wave is doing, like, a beam struggle. And then they add a little bit more power to it, and it consumes Broly, knocking him square into orbit. You know what I'm saying? That shit was cool. And I would love to see, like, you know, to me, I feel like, and I'm sorry to say it like this, because, I mean, just like, The big curse of anything, like, with the anime and, like, anything, like, comes out in Japan. Like, with the new movie, I mean, we already know that all the stuff going on with Piccolo and Gohan getting new tech and new transformations and whatnot. Of course, nobody can, like, keep a goddamn secret around here. But the thing is, with that, we got... I mean, the cool part is when we actually get all the... Like, we get, like, something new, something fresh. I mean, the only time we get something out of the box of what we already know about Dragon Ball is if we're watching Dragon Ball Heroes on YouTube. You know, and then, all, I mean, hell, I watched that more than I've watched any episodes of Dragon Ball Super. Let alone, I think to me, like, the only time I've watched anything with Dragon Ball Super in general was the fact of watching the Tournament of Power. And even with that, it was like, when you compare Dragon Ball Z, and then Dragon Ball Super... I mean, you don't really feel like Goku and them are in danger like you felt like back in the day. You know, like the biggest threats were like, you know, to me, hands down to this very day, it's got to be the Saiyan Saga. The Saiyan Saga is definitely hands down one of my favorite. It's probably one of the best sagas. Then I would say the pretty much the Frieza saga, definitely. And then I would say runner up would be the Cell saga, and then right after that would definitely be I wouldn't even really classify the Boo saga as a good one. I mean, I wouldn't even it just by default gets number 4. You know, but that, I mean, but then I could actually skip that and say I like GT more than I like the Boo saga. But the thing with that is just the only problem I have with Dragon Ball is that, like I said, between Super and everything, there's no imminent danger. There's really no viable threats. Like, don't get me wrong. Okay, we got Beerus showing up. He didn't do nothing. They fought. I mean, but be the god of destruction, you are literally stronger than Majin Buu, Cell, all of them. And then now you're basically the goddamn joke character. Oh, I'm going to destroy the planet, but I'm going to eat, like, I want some food, and then I won't blow up your planet. I mean, that's all we get. That's all we got? Seriously? Like, you don't feel like the Z Fighters and anybody is in no big threat, no big danger. And that's kind of wrong, because it's like, they made majority of these characters overpowered, you know, like, once you start going into the realm of, like, Super Saiyan gods and whatnot. I mean, like, we're talking about at the time to where Goku didn't even, he didn't even, like, man, I'm so tongue-tied on this one. It's like, okay, prime example. Goku in, like, the Saiyan Saga didn't even, like, perfect or didn't, like, it's not like he had time to actually learn, like, the new technique. I mean, like, when he got Kaioken, yeah, it did some damage, but he was doing more harm than good to himself. That's why, in some cases, no, I'm sorry, in all cases, Vegeta beat Goku. I don't give a damn what anybody says. When you really look at it at the end of the day, Goku lost in the Saiyan Saga. Okay? If anything, that victory goes to Gohan. Because at the end of the day, Gohan incapacitated Vegeta. Did he get... Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Yes, he got ganged up. He got ganged up on. You know what I'm saying? He got beat up by Gohan with the assist. of freaking Yajirobe and Krillin. Okay, and the sad part is Krillin, Yajirobe did more than Krillin did. At least he cut off Vegeta's fucking tail. With the assist of Goku. But let's just be real. That victory goes to fucking Gohan. So if anything, Gohan is 1-0 against Vegeta, while Goku is literally 3-0 right now. Vegeta 3-0 on Goku. So, I mean, I'll argue that shit in court for real, for real. But, I mean, but we're seeing something new and impressive. Like, the animation on Dragon Ball, a Dragon Ball tale was so clean. I swear to God, I thought I saw, like, Akuma in the tournament as well. Don't get me wrong. If anybody did notice, there was some flaws in that, in the series where when Vegeta was talking to, when Vegeta was talking to Broly about what he was gonna, like doing his little monologue against Broly, and then he threw his, scarf, and Bulma caught it. If anybody looks at Yamcha, that was the second time. Yamcha's wearing the turtle hermit gi. The blue and orange. But when Chi-Chi and Goku were fighting in the tournament, he's wearing his old bandit costume when Chi-Chi blurts out that Goku promised her to get married. That they would get married. And Krillin says something snarky. But right next to Krillin, Yamcha's wearing his desert bandit costume. So, I mean, with that, dude, like, this whole series is, I mean, the whole episode, I've watched it 10 times, and as clean as it is, like, I want to see more work being done, but they said it took almost 4 years just to do that one 10-minute, like, not even 10 minutes, I think, like, 8 to 10 minutes, maybe lesser than that, maybe, like, 5, but as dope as that was, 4 fucking years just for one fan little film, like a little quick fan film. I enjoyed that more than I've enjoyed any of the other Dragon Ball series. Other than like me watching any of the Dragon Ball Hero shit. At least it's something you don't see every day. Something that's not like, like, if we're sitting there playing, like, Dragon Ball Kakarot or whatever, or, like, you know, going through Xenoverse again, like, Xenoverse 2 again, and possibly, hopefully, they make some changes to Xenoverse 3, but seeing something, a different take on Dragon Ball, like, even if they decided to be like, okay, like, I want to see shit like that. I want to see more stuff like that. I wouldn't mind seeing fucking Trunks do, like, hey, I need to pick a ragtag team of fucking, like, folks from a different timeline. Almost kind of like on some Avenger Assemble shit, just to protect the timeline. So, in order for me to do that, I gotta pick, like, 5 other people from different timelines. He could have picked, like, you know, he could have had Bardock, Future Gohan, if he wanted to add Pan, if he wants to do, like, Piccolo, and Krillin. Or even give fucking Yamcha some love. You know what I'm saying? At least something. I mean, you got fucking Vegeta taking his ex-bitch and everything, which is kind of low-key fucked up. Like, damn, put some respect on Yamcha's name, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Yamcha got snaked in battle. That could have happened. That could have happened to anybody. And low-key, he was winning the fight, but the only problem is he got snaked. He got, like, surprised attacked. Nobody knew that the Cyberman was gonna fucking explode. You know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody clowning Yamcha and everything else, like, man, shame on y'all. That could have happened to any of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. Fucking, like, nobody, hell, y'all give more shit to Yamcha than y'all do fucking Chaozu, who fucking blows himself up. Oh, shit. Who literally blows himself up trying to kill Nappa and didn't do shit. And then y'all don't even trip on fucking Tien, who literally got his fucking hand cut off. Not with a blade, nothing. And then he dies passing the fuck out. Like, I swear to God, like, any technique that Tien does, either, like a tri-beam, he can't do too many because that just drains his fucking life force. That is fucking nice. But it was refreshing. You know, it's refreshing seeing something brand new, a different take, a different look, a different style. Just the style looks good. Now, even like the drip that they had on, like, it made it look very different. Like, even for, like, Vegeta to look the way he did. You know, got the little gold, little glove, like, the little print, like, the little, little gold on the knuckles on the white gloves. This nigga even had, like, a little, a tie on top of his, like, hair. Like, I don't even really think he had, like, a whatchamacallit on his head. Like, you know, we always flip about how Vegeta has the receding and the Vegeta hairline. I didn't really see that. And Vegeta being all fucking noble and shit. Like, it was clean. And then also, Goku didn't seem as dumb like they always make him. And that's probably another thing that gets kind of annoying about Dragon Ball, is like, especially when you get into Super, Goku is just like dumber than like normal. Like, he wasn't even that bad in in the Cell and the Boo saga. Like, he wasn't as like goofy. Like, he really wasn't even that goofy. In the Z saga, in the Z series, especially when you got to the Saiyan saga, he wasn't that damn goofy. He wasn't even that goofy up in, there were some moments, but it wasn't that bad, like when he got injured and shit, but it wasn't like he was that bad to where he was like, oh God, you're that fucking annoying, like, come on. And anything during the Cell saga and the Boo saga, it was just like bad decisions. Everything was just a bad decision. Okay, if anybody who has some fucking sense in like the Cell saga was either Gohan, Trunks, even fucking Piccolo, had more sense. Hell, even fucking Tien and fucking Yamcha had more sense than Goku, Vegeta, or Krillin. That's the sad part. And we're not even going to talk about fucking the Buu saga. Like, none of the transformations in the Buu saga didn't do shit. Super Saiyan 3, nothing. Mystic Form, nothing. Fusion, nothing. Okay? What killed Buu? Kid Buu? A fucking spirit bomb. I can guarantee you, if it was up, if I would have wrote it the way it did, I honestly feel like if any, like, Kid Buu fight, I would argue in court, I would rather have a freshly fused Piccolo with a newly transformed Super Saiyan 2 Gohan. A freshly fused Piccolo with a Super Saiyan 2 Gohan could actually take out Kid Buu. I honestly believe that. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. I would rather have a Super Saiyan 2 Gohan with a freshly fused Piccolo over a spirit bomb. Real talk. I'd rather have all that over a spirit bomb, hands down. And somebody, I dare somebody say something about that. And I'm going to get on live and talk about that shit too. So, either way, I feel like straight out that Legends of Dragon Ball Z tale. Hell, I'll even do a freaking quick fire review since I technically did. I will give that, honestly, aside from a little things here, I give that son of a bitch a 9.5 out of 10. It was that fucking good. minus a few knickknacks here and there, but overall, I've enjoyed it a lot, and that was fucking clean. But either way, I digress from my point. I'm gonna get off the hook on that one. This has been an In My Mind / little quick fire review that lasted 2 parts. You know, but I love it. I love doing this shit, you guys. But please. Please like, comment, share, subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a foe. Let everybody know. This is how we go. For the late, for the party, the show. Season 3. Episode 7. I gotta do an episode 7. So here we go. How appropriate too. Dragon Ball. 7 Dragon Balls. Episode 7. But either way, you guys. Also, you can listen to the late for the party on all 10 platforms or 8 platforms of your podcasting listening pleasure. Anchor FM is partnered with Spotify, so I'm there as well. You can listen to me on Apple, all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Support your boy. Also, check out all my other social media. Go on my YouTube channel. Hit those likes. I'll update some new episodes. The little gameplays, all of that. Also, I have my TikTok as well. I'm at 16K right now. Let's keep blowing it up. My little videos make you laugh. That's what I love doing. Also, check out my Twitch. Some more gaming stuff on there. My Rage Plays. Man, also check out my Teespring. Got my three. Look, check out the Late for the Party t-shirts out there. Late for the Party merch. And just support your boy, man. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I am the Mad King, also known as the Meme Machine. Harry La Brea, also known as Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy. The Modern Marvel signing off, you guys. And as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.